Hey, this is Lord Sex, the edible with...
Hi, I'm Dr. Killjoy. Hi, I'm Dr. Killjoy. If you like what you see today, be sure to hit that like and subscribe and follow us for more.
My name is C-Train. Thank you for stopping by our little slice of podcast heaven. We appreciate that. The edible thing, man, that just came out of nowhere. Oh. That was great. Okay, starting off the show, we have a raffle, a giveaway that we would like to present to the...
One of the first 10 subscribers.
Get
your subscription in now. We're going to take the first 10. We're going to take the first 10, and we're going to draw a raffle, and whoever wins that will get a wireless keyboard for free.
Or wired. Your choice, wired or wireless.
Wireless.
We're doing wireless. Okay. We're doing wireless.
Okay.
And today, with much controversy, there's a country music artist who has the whole nation focused on him named Jason Aldean. He has a new country song that is banned by the CMT. They won't show it.
Okay. There's a lot of controversy going on right now with Jason Aldean. Apparently, he came out with a song that, when it was released, a lot of people, I guess, didn't really listen to it or didn't really catch on to it. But now he's got a video out, and it's got people quite upset.
Yeah.
People are really making this video out to be, they're saying it's racist, it's promoting gun violence, and all sorts of things. So we did a little bit of homework on it, and we thought we'd do a show and find out, is it racist? Is it offensive? Is it promoting gun violence?
No. Now, we here at Rock Talk, we try not to intermingle politics with music or politics in general. So anything that we say here is just not left. It's not right. We try to throw all that stuff out the window, and we just kind of give you the story of what's going on. Yeah. And Jason Aldean right now is taking center stage with his song, Try This in a Small Town, which was released a couple of months ago.
June of the video was released recently in June of like last month. The song was released in May, I believe.
In May, yes.
But he shot the video in a town called Columbus, Tennessee, in an actual small town. Yeah. But the controversy is the location of it. Yeah. He filmed it in front of a courthouse that apparently is...
that has a famous lynching.
Yeah, it was,
went in front of it.
But that doesn't mean that's why he did it.
Well, they're saying that, he did it because it was that lynching, and I guess they're trying to promote the lynching. But we'll get into that later. Now, when it comes to the location of the video, why he chose that specific location, my specific question for Jason Aldean is, he's from a small town in Georgia.
Yeah.
Why didn't he shoot the video there? The town that he's from, is the population is about 150,000 people.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't he shoot it at that location?
Well, I don't know. He just got a small town. Maybe he didn't think about doing it.
I mean, it's quite possible. As far as we know, he hasn't stated that the reason he shot the video at that location was because of that lynching. I don't see any evidence to support that it was because of that lynching.
No.
I think people are just making that out to be more than it is.
Just because of its historical significance? Is that, do you think, what it is? Is it an actual courthouse that's an active?
Looking at Jason Aldean, he looks like the type of person to say, hey, that looks like a cool spot.
Yeah.
Let's just do it there.
He could have. It could have been on tour, and that's where they were.
All the disturbing images in that video were just news clips. It's not like he burned the flag. You know, he just had a
but footage the mayor of that town has already came out and publicly said that they don't support the video. In fact, they're encouraging other country artists to come there and shoot videos that promote happiness and joy and love.
Are there any other, C-Train, are there any other artists who have put their opinions into this?
The thing is that everybody has an opinion. That's the thing about being an artist in general, whether you're country or rock or on any playing field, is the fact that if you have an opinion, it's protected by
the First Amendment.
Yeah. So, and as I said, we here at this program, we try not to interject any type of politics or anything because it divides people. We're not into that.
Yeah, we're not looking to share opinions of the song. We'll do that amongst ourselves.
Yeah.
But we are all about facts. So we're going to read the lyrics of the song.
Yeah.
Okay. And see what you think. We're giving you the lyrics. And tell us in the comments below if you think this song is actually offensive or was meant to be offensive. So if we're ready, we're going to go ahead and start. Lyric starts out with the first verse. Sucker punch somebody on a sidewalk. Carjack an old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool? Well, act a fool if you like. Now, is there anything racist that you can see in that?
No. He's just mentioning what happens to people. Bad things that happen to people.
And those things do happen in large towns.
Yeah.
Not so much in smaller towns.
Right.
But
it happens, but not as often.
A lot of it is recent, too. Stuff that they've shown on the news. And,
yeah.
Act a fool if you like. It doesn't necessarily sound like he's promoting it.
No, he's calling them a fool if they do it. So if you're going to do it, you're a fool.
So that verse goes on to say, cuss out a cop, spit in his face, stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think you're tough. And then it goes into the chorus. Well, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here, we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't try that in a small town.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense to me.
So it sounds like a message that, like, if you do that kind of nonsense that you've been doing in the city, in a smaller town,
right,
that you're not going to have the same type of reaction that you think you're going to have.
Yeah, and...
But it straight says right here, I recommend you don't try that.
Right. So
it doesn't sound like he's promoting violence or promoting that you take violence to a small town. So I got to say...
It's just the opposite.
Nay.
Yeah, just the opposite of that.
What do you think there, C-Train? What do you think of that first half so far?
Well, from what it sounds like, you know, the ideology, the thought process between a small town and a large town are vastly different. Especially in the South.
Yes.
And it sounds like, from what I've heard so far, that it's exactly what he's seen on television, the divisiveness of what is going on in the last 3 years.
In 2020 specifically.
2023.
Yeah, 2020 to 2023. Ever since the pandemic, things have been going crazy.
Now, if you watch the video
before then,
if you watch the video for this song, a lot of the footage that he puts in the video are actual news footage that occurred in 2020.
Right.
That's so exactly it's not right. Like he's making this stuff up.
No, that's
an actual violence that's happening in larger cities.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. All the. The terrible footage is just news footage. It's not
And that's up until the first chorus, right?
That's the first verse to the first chorus.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, another thing that people are complaining about is the gun violence.
Yes.
They're stating that he's promoting gun violence.
No, look, just because someone has something to protect their own doesn't mean they're going to go out and just shoot people.
Well, let's move on to the second,
to the next verse.
Verse and the next chorus.
The reason I said that is because the next verse talks about a gun.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it goes, got a gun that my granddad gave me. They say one day they're going to round up. Well, that bleep might fly in the city. Good luck. And then it goes back into the chorus. Try that in a small town, see how far you get.
Right.
So does that sound like gun violence?
No, what that sounds like is they're protecting the Second Amendment. No, the Second Amendment. That's what he's talking about, right?
According to the Second Amendment, you do have a right to keep and bear arms.
Yes, that's what I mean.
And I think it's held. That belief is held much more strongly
in small towns. Small towns, yes.
And not specifically in the South, but across the country, people.
Yeah.
They.
But that's also a divisive type of a statement. You know, the Second Amendment has people both pro and con on both sides.
It is a touchy subject.
It's a touchy subject.
When it comes to gun violence, I don't see where there's any violence. He's got a gun that his grandfather gave him that they say they're going to come and get someday.
Yeah.
And I've heard that too, that a lot of people are worried that the government's going to come and take their guns.
Right, and many people say they will stand up.
You know, it doesn't. I don't see anywhere where it says to go use that in a way that's not legal or lawful.
Yeah,
right.
It just says that he agrees with the Second Amendment and he would rather keep his gun.
Yeah,
he's not going to relinquish his gun because it has it. It sounds like it has sentimental value, even though the government may not deem it so.
Right.
Now the third verse. Excuse me. Let's read this and see what we think about this. Okay. Full of good old boys, raised upright. If you're looking for a fight, try that in a small town. Says that twice. Try that in a small town. And it goes back into the chorus again. So if you're looking for some good old boys, raised upright. If you're looking for a fight, try that in a small town.
Well, yeah, the people in small towns feel they've raised their...
Yeah, but right. You're also talking about the South. And when you talk, yeah. When you refer to good old boys, there's only...
It doesn't necessarily say...
It doesn't. It may not say it out rednecks. Loud, but it may make a reference to
rednecks.
The way that people were back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. The good old boys were often...
Right.
The sheet-wearing kind.
Yeah. Oh, no. We don't promote any of that kind of crap.
Good old boys is pretty much people with ethics that obey the law.
Yes.
That
yes.
They help each other out.
Right.
In a small town.
In a small town.
Yes.
I don't necessarily thinking that they're not saying, hey, we're telling you to come down here so we can get in a fight. But if you tried to do that stuff, carjacking, spitting at cops, and all the lawlessness that you've been portraying in the bigger towns.
Motel cocktails into buildings and the city and stuff. You don't see that in the small towns.
No, but and a lot of people may not necessarily have been to smaller towns. What you don't realize is you can get car trouble in a small town and somebody see you on the side road and will stop and help you.
And give you
a ride. You don't have to worry about not being found the next day.
Yeah. As far as you did that in a big city, you might be out of luck.
You know, I mean, if your neighbor's maybe sick or elderly and unable to care for their lawn or whatever, your neighbor will help you with that. If you might need a ride to the hospital, your neighbors will help you. It's a lot more neighborly in a small town. So, like, when crime is committed, they're more likely to look out and protect their own.
Yeah, I've recently took some trips down south. And so for the first time, I sort of understand the small town psychology because before this video came out, a lot of people back there in Oklahoma and Texas, you know, expressed this kind of concerns before the video was even made. So
now if you compare that song with the lyrics that we've just read to other songs that are popular today, that song does not seem to me more violent than a lot of rap songs that I've heard.
Yeah.
Not saying that rap songs should be censored. I believe all art has a place.
Yeah. I don't believe in censorship.
But country music, his format, has pulled that song and Spotify as well. So, like, when I first heard about the controversy of this song, I went to Spotify to go listen to it. Couldn't find it. And honestly, I don't know why. Just because a couple people might have been offended by it, which...
Well, it is a form of censorship to pull the video.
Absolutely.
And that does violate their First Amendment rights.
Yeah.
But, you know, CMT right now is facing a lot of divisiveness in their artist rosters. You know, you've got Blake Shelton, who stands with Jason Aldean. You know, he canceled a $30 million project with CMT.
Yeah.
That's going to hurt.
Right.
You know,
right.
And you've got on the other side of the aisle, you've got... Sheryl Crow, who's voiced her displeasure over the video and the song itself.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a trimmer smash. Everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Yeah, it's absolutely. This is America.
But from what I have read and what I have heard, the Jason Aldean tune doesn't project violence. It doesn't say, you know, it doesn't project that you go out and take your guns and shoot people up and or blow up a building or harass your elderly neighbors. You know, the guy's got a point of view. He's protected by the First Amendment on his freedom of speech. And, you know, you can either listen to the tune and enjoy the tune for what it is, or you can be political about it. I don't want to be political.
Yeah. Hey, in America, you can promote a certain lifestyle, and you have the right to not promote a certain
lifestyle. Or not participate.
Or not participate at all. That is the beauty of First and Second.
But we would like to hear your thoughts on it as well.
Your thoughts. We need your thoughts.
If you see something we might have missed in the song, if you can see how this is racist or how this is promoting violence, please feel free to drop it in the comments. Yeah. And we'll interact with you.
Yeah.
We have a actual discussion.
Everybody has a point of view on things like this. And we would like to hear yours.
We would definitely listen to it, and we might be wrong, but yeah, as far as we're just putting the song out there. I think that Jason Aldean has been given a raw deal with this.
Yeah. He was in Las Vegas when the shooter.
Yeah, so
he was on firsthand. Stage, wasn't he?
He was.
He was on stage, so across he knows firsthand about gun violence.
Yeah.
So he's been a part of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, God bless the USA.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so thank you. If you'd like the show, please hit that like button, subscribe for more, and follow us for future content.
Yes.
But as of right now, I believe there's some chicks for six calling that need to be saved.
Oh, yeah, chicks for six. Chicks for six.
Chicks
for
six. So off to save the chicks.
Off to see the chicks, the wonderful chicks of six.
Oh, my God, there's a song now. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thanks for stopping by.